Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Tuesday night again, and it's Chris and Jan. And let me go ahead and introduce us. Tonight, we have Jan Drake Bakke here. She's a certified psychic, professional dancer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to the genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can reach Jan at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And I myself am Chris White, Intuitive Chris White, and I'm an empath. I work with the tarot and listen to my guides and angels for clarification. And I read from my heart. That's what my empathic and abilities do, is where that my green chakra is my biggest chakra, and I read out of that. And my journey began with I had a yard maintenance and landscaping company for 30 years and worked with plants and the earth and developed a real affinity, I guess, for the earth and just being able to feel and sense things that were, that in the spiritual realm. And so now I'm here and I'm doing this radio program. And and it's a really really sweet experience for me from the rest of my life being able to get to do this. I feel very lucky that I'm able to do this. But tonight's show is on I put in the room magical luck, but we're gonna it's gonna be on luck and kind of the two to me kind of go together. It's I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Jan and let her talk a little bit. I think she has a poem, and then we can come back to me and I can talk a little bit, and then we could take some callers. So Jan, you want to go ahead?
Sure, thank you. Yeah,
okay.
Nice to be here. Here on Tuesday night. And we are in the middle of starting spring, and our weather is so cool out here. It's so nice. It's just perfect. It's like warm. It's in the 80s. It's perfectly light out. I love this time of year when it's getting lighter and lighter and not darker and darker and warmer and warmer. But, yeah, this is a great topic, and I really enjoyed looking through some information on it. But I also want to say, too, just like you said, I am very lucky and very grateful to be on this radio show and representing Psychics Gone Wild and Jethro Smith, who created this whole thing. And he was also my teacher. And he's given me a lot of support and helped me to become what I'm doing now, and that is doing psychic readings, which I never thought I would ever be doing. And I feel very blessed. And so anyway, and I feel very blessed to be working with you, Chris White, Intuitive Chris White, and he is a phenomenal psychic, and I'm lucky to have the honor to work with him every Tuesday night. So, with all of that,
thank you,
I want to, yes, absolutely. And one more thing, I want to say a shout out to the Two Steel Girls band, and that is Allison and Crystal Steele. They are phenomenal singers. They happen to be singers on the from Team Blake from The Voice, and they have friended me on Twitter, and all because I have given Blake messages and written him a lot of posts about his song that he wrote for his brother who had passed. And I wrote a song for my brother as well in that first year after he passed. And the Two Steel Girls saw those notes and they friended me and they told me who they were. And they sent me an email one day just out of the blue, and I felt so honored to get something from them. Oh, my God. And I wrote them back and I said, would you be interested in looking at any of my poems? And Allison wrote me back and said, yes, we really would. We sure would. So I sent them a bunch of poems, and they wrote back, and they said they really liked them, and they felt like the poetry was very heartfelt, and they especially liked the poem about my brother. So that just made my year, and I just want to say thank you, Allison and Crystal, in case you're listening in, because I invite you every week, and you just made a dream come true for me to even look at my poetry. And these people are like big-time singers that are in Nashville. They're making incredible leaps and bounds in their music, and they were finalists on The Voice for Team Blake, and they're going to be playing on The Voice in a couple weeks, I think, and they're also putting out a video in April. So anyway, I wanted to just say that, and I'll go ahead and read my poem now.
It's sweet.
Good luck poem. Good luck charm poem is what it is. So it goes, my good luck charms are my friends, the ones I can call on when sadness comes around, the ones who lift me up and keep me safe when I am so down. My good luck charms are my animals and fairies, the ones in spirit and the ones who are on earth. They fly and flitter, hop and glitter. They bark and meow, that is their sound. They are with us right now from birth. My lucky charms are my heavenly hosts. They are in high places. They give messages to us, and sometimes they will show their faces. Everyone has a good luck charm. They keep us on our path, and they keep us from harm. Good luck to you all, wishing you good luck charms to surround you. Do hear their call. And that's that.
That's sweet.
Just
sweet.
One.
I don't think. You know, that is so funny. You must pick up on my telepathically, because tonight I was, going to talk about good luck charms, but go ahead and finish talking. Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because everybody's talked about stones and all that, but you know,
uh-huh.
There's certain objects, just objects that people give you, and certain things, and like my mom and dad, you know, they passed away several years ago, and my mom and dad gave me certain things that, you know, I'll grab them and carry them with me, because I feel like I'm almost like carrying their presence with me. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a stone or, you know, I mean, there's just, it could be anything. And but go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and finish talking? I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I really relate to that too, because for any time I go out of the house to go anywhere, I wear my mom's ring that I gave her the year before she died. She loved rings and stones, and so I gave her a stone ring, and I'm wearing it right now. I wear it for every show that we do, and I also have her special necklace on. It was a blue stone, and I've used that as a pendulum too, and I wear that for the show or sometimes when I go out. And also, I have a pendulum that I take with me, and it's with me right now too. Everywhere I go, in fact, this pendulum is so, I'm so into it. I take it when I go to bed. I have it on my night table, you know, and then if I go outside or go out anywhere, I take it with me. And it has a butterfly on it because that's one of my totems. And it has crystals on it, too. It's just a really, really cool pendulum. And that's the one I use all the time for answers and, you know, getting help and et cetera. However, I don't really use that pendulum too much in readings for other people. I mostly use it for, like, at night when I do prayers and when I'm asking questions. And it seems that it really is a really good one because it really seems to be giving me accurate answers these days. But anyway, those are my lucky stones. But I did look up, or lucky charms that I take around. I did look up animals for good luck, and some of them, just a few of them, are for good luck, prosperity, intuition, abundance, and wealth. And that is the butterfly, the dolphin, the dragon, elephant, frog, hippopotamus, owl, pig, rabbit, turtle, and cricket. And I posted a few of those today on Facebook and in our Psychics Gone Wild room, because these are supposed to be the luck animals. So anyway, there was a few interesting ideas about the cricket, like all things that you've been working toward and dreaming about are now possible when the cricket comes around you. Stay open to guidance and messages that you will know exactly what you have to do. All you have to do is feel you deserve it. You know how to sing your song loud and clear. You understand the power of music and will often use music as a form of healing in your career. And I certainly do. We have crickets around our house and have for the last couple months. And for sure, I use a lot of music for everything that I do. And for readings, I hear music and songs in readings a lot. And anyway, so then I decided to look up stones, and I know you said you weren't going to talk about stones, you're going to talk about charms, but I just wanted to look up stones and see what some of the lucky stones were too. And one of them is moonstone, and I have one of those that I carry around. Moonstone brings good fortune, and it's associated with the moon, and it's one of the most powerful time to use the moonstone is during the full moon, and it's used mostly for women, but it's also beneficial for men in opening up their emotional self. And I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
And then
I've got a moonstone.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I said I've got a moonstone.
What?
Go ahead. I said I've got a moonstone.
Oh, you have a moonstone too?
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's
we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have one. And a friend of mine, Sandra, sent me one, so a couple years ago. Anyway, there's like this whole little rundown of good luck stones, and I just wanted to read a few little things. It's just kind of cute. It says, to have luck with your lover, the stone emerald is a good one to use. To have luck getting through the day is a crystal. And I have a crystal that I keep with me also, a big, big clear crystal. And sometimes I put it on my third eye while I'm doing meditations just to try to clear out that whole chakra area, you know, and try to get better vision that way. Also, luck to increase your psychic powers is the amethyst. Luck of fear of the night is red jasper. And also for actors or auditions, it would be good for them to carry red jasper. I thought that was kind of interesting because I was thinking of a few actor friends that I know. And pink opal is a good luck stone also for love and healing, for peace and tranquility. And sodalite, which is, I think a lot of people use sodalite. It's a good luck stone for peace of mind, for confusion, and also for people who are writers. And rose quartz is good luck for relationships. And citrine is good luck for business, anything to do with business. So that's all I have for that. And today happens to be St. Patrick's Day, which is an Irish holiday. And I put up a bunch of posts on Facebook about that. And anyway, I wanted to wish you happy St. Patrick's Day and
yeah.
Go green, I guess. I didn't wear green.
Go green.
I guess.
Green is one of my colors, you know. It's one of my lucky colors, green and blue. But I found some stuff on St. Patrick where he was actually St. Patrick actually around the somewhere in the between the now I'm pulling this out of my memory, but somewhere around the 300 or 400s, he brought Christianity to Ireland. And that's where and that's they made him a saint. And I think it's around the 1700s or something they made him a saint. And then I think it was further on along they decided to make it an official holiday. But that's where that kind of all that came from. I thought that was interesting that he was the one that brought Christianity. That's why they made him a saint. So then called it St. Patrick's Day. And actually, when a lot of, the Irish have been through so much, but when they were, when they went through the potato famine and were having a lot of struggles, they when they were immigrating to the United States, the people here in the United States kind of did, you know, they took kind of a dim attitude towards them. And so they actually implemented that holiday here in the United States to really bring up kind of like a, you know, give them more self-esteem, like give them something to have an identity with here in the United States. I thought that was interesting when I was looking it up. But
that is interesting.
Yeah. Are you finished or?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I have. As far as some of my good luck charms and stuff.
Okay, well, I don't have a whole lot tonight to say. I guess the one thing I was wanting to say that, you know, luck can have so many different definitions, and as a matter of fact, I typed in Google and Googled the law of attraction and luck. And there's so many sites out there that are connecting those two because it seems like, I've studied, everybody knows I've studied a lot, you know, like quantum physics. And when you start to focus on something and put your intention into it and manifest it, it increases the probability, you know, on this plane of infinite possibilities, it increases the probability that will come to you. So then you could look at that person and say, well, he has an increased probability of bringing luck to himself. So now you're lucky with that in that area. And it could be, you know, you could be lucky at bringing money to yourself. You could be lucky at, going to the casinos, I guess, if you want to do that. You could be lucky at bringing love, you know, but it really is, to me, as I looked at it, I went, you know, this is really a quantum physics-y thing where we increase the vibrational frequency and raise it up, and it increases the probability that we're going to attract that to ourselves. And so I look at luck, and it's kind of a synonymous there with attraction, and it just increases. Luck is when the probability of you getting something is increased, and they call you lucky because you get it more than others, in a sense, or you get, you know, and so I just, you know, I wanted to talk about that for a minute, and also, you know, wish everybody happy St. Patrick's Day. This is this is sweet, and I actually, as I went back through the and was looking at the St. Patrick's Day stuff, I was like, you know, it was reminding me of some of the things that they went through over there, and they indeed have survived a lot of hardship over there with their country, but they have made it through, and I give them a thumbs up for that. That's you know, I know that potato famine thing they went through, and And I, you know, I said I wasn't going to talk about stones, but actually my lucky stones, I'm really drawn to turquoise and tiger's eye is something that I'm really drawn towards. I think turquoise and tiger's eye are my two things that I'm really drawn towards. And someone put a post up on Facebook, and that green malachite, boy, that just really jumped at me. I'm gonna be looking for that. But there are certain stones, but like I said a little, you know, back a little bit ago, a lot of times when I go and I look for stones, or it doesn't even have to be a stone. Sometimes I'm looking, you know, I go and I just scan things with my hands, and I see, and I'm looking for something that I'm vibrate. You know, I connect with the frequency, and I mm-hmm. connect with a high vibrational frequency, and that mm-hmm. is kind of the stone that I get attracted to, and it can be a number of different things. Not, and it can be even things that, you know, that aren't stones. Like I said, my mom and dad left me a lot of things. This was kind of wasn't funny to me, but when they passed away, my mom, my family came over and they just started tossing stuff, and I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute," you know, and some of them were like stones and little things from that my mom had, and things, little things that my dad had, and I just, you know, I guess I just weren't understanding. I said, "Hey, you know, you guys need to leave. Let me go through this stuff. Then you can come back and toss whatever you want. But, you know, let me look and see what, you know." So I went around the house and I was like, you know, just looking at everything. And there were certain things that really resonated with me that I felt like mom and dad wanted me to take with me. So I took them with me, and I'm glad I did. So, anyway, it's,
nice.
When I'm around that stuff, sometimes I have a little altar, and I have a lot of those things set up on my altar, and mm-hmm. When I meditate and stuff, and so that's, I feel their presence with me, I believe, lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I totally relate to that. I have altars too. Yeah, with my family and stuff, and their things.
Okay, well, before we go any further, let me announce or do a little advertising that this is indeed Psychics Gone Wild, and you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and look there for, you can put in for prizes, look for, you know, if you want a reading, you can look for the psychics are there, you can look for psychics that, you know, I would suggest going there and just looking at the psychics and seeing if you see one that resonates with you. Even you can listen to these blog talk programs and go and see if there's a psychic that, you know, you hear that resonates with you, and go there and get readings. And also they sell stones. Jethro sells stones and some of his oils and stuff at www.jethrosmith.net. So, and of course we have our The Real Psychics Gone Wild room if you go to Facebook and you want to get in touch with us there. So, you
awesome.
Want to take a call?
Yeah.
You want to take a call? Okay.
Definitely.
Let me go up here to 337.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how
Hi.
You doing, 337? And your name is?
I am wonderful. My name is Candace.
It's Candace?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to go, your name
Hi,
is
Candace.
Wonderful. Great.
Well, that too. Well, I actually have a love and relationships question. A few months ago, I met somebody. There was definitely an instant connection there. He's also said himself there's a connection. And I'm 31, he's 40. You know, we talk every day, things like that. We're taking things really, really slow. But I would love to see, where do you see this friendship going, if there's a connection there, if you see something there.
Shall I go?
Sure. Go ahead,
Chris?
Jan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Candace, I see a white horse. As soon as you start talking, and the white horse just stays there, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, and it's so peaceful, and it's so loving, too. And horse talks about strength, divination, loyalty, compassion, power, and speed. And horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. So right there, that gives you an idea. And I can stop it just right there and just say, if you're relating on a higher spiritual level, that will be a very nice thing for the two of you to keep, or to start or and to keep in your circle between the two of you. Because that is what, that will help maintain a relationship, and it'll help start it out on a good note, on a good foot. And let's see what else it says here. Your intuition is finely tuned, and you're sensitive and compassionate, and perhaps you are in a rut and need to travel and broaden your horizons, or just simply be free from an unhealthy relationship or situation. Assert your freedom. Moving in a new direction will help you recognize your own power. I don't feel it didn't. When I saw the horse, it felt so loving and so beautiful to me. You know what I mean? And so it feels like there's a nice thing going on between the two of you. And I love the way it talks about starting things off with a higher spiritual perspective.
Yeah.
To help rise above anything mundane or anything that comes in that, you know, that you might be doing or whatever, that spiritual perspective will always be such a strong backup anytime in a relationship. And I feel like there it's a nice thing, and I'm going to let Chris take it now.
Okay. I pulled the awareness card up top, which is a real good card. It's a major arcana card. And this relationship is definitely going to lead you to some awareness. Let me ask you a question. In the past card, I pulled the obstacles and challenges. I'm wondering, did you have a previous person before you met this person that you had some, you know, just real challenges with, and that you're moving away from, or is this the person that you're with?
I did have somebody in the past. I'm divorced. So, but I did have somebody that I, that really, really challenged my, my belief in a soulmate, to be honest with you. It really challenged my belief in that. Let's just say he had shattered it, and I had to rebuild it back up. And it took a while for me to really literally leap over that hurdle. But once I did, I basically just rebuilt it myself. Well, basically just loved myself, enjoyed just basically being by myself for a while. It took a lot of strength in me to basically just to rebuild me, who I was, because it literally shattered everything that I once believed in. Yeah.
Okay, that's the story. That the one reason I ask you that is that's the story I'm seeing, and I'll read you the rest of the cards now, because that's what this awareness card is about. This awareness card is like, you know, yes, you're coming into an awareness of the truth, of reality. And the middle, now, the rest of the cards, fit right into the story. There's the middle card, the present card, is the recognition and reward card. And then I pulled the triumphant success card. So when you first mentioned this guy, my guides gave me this like rush hit on the top of my head. And that's usually a real it's a positive hit. When I pulled the cards, I was going, well, why am I getting this obstacle? And so that fits, though, with what you're saying. And on the bottom, it also, another thing that was a little puzzling when I pulled them is because I got the mental conflict card on the bottom, and that's usually kind of the roots of the story. So you're coming out of this relationship with him where he kind of really messed up some of your beliefs and, really threw you off balance and made you, so there's some mental conflict there. But I pulled the awareness card, I pulled the in the present, the recognition and reward, and then I pulled the triumphant success. And actually I pulled a fourth card, which was moving on. And this moving on card is about moving on from the other guy that was kind of messing with your head and moving on. So I'm feeling, I just want to say, yeah, I think this is a positive relationship you're moving into, and that he can help you, kind of pull it back together and gain your balance. Do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts at all?
I know I am empathic, and also the guy that I... The friend, he's also empathic as well. And I know I'm a little bit empathic when it comes to gifts and everything like that, but music is mainly my gift, if anything.
Okay.
Music.
Wow. Nice. Do you play music? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything that's a treble clef, that's what I do. I play at least 15 instruments. I also play piano as well. I sing. I'm a writer, and I'm also a composer as well.
Sweet. Okay, see, there you go.
Wonderful.
That's the space you need to get into. And that will help pull you through and bring you back into more balance. And I feel like this person you're with is going to help you do that. And so that's my reading. And Candace, is that resonating with you? Or?
Yes. Do you see it's a possibility of something long term or something like that? I mean, I know we're just friends and everything, but do you see a potential there?
You know what? My guides are telling me this is something you're going to have to step through, and. You know what, be observant as it goes along, but I will say yes, there's a possibility it could be long term, and I think if you move into the music and move into your lean into that spiritual side of yourself, you'll be able to get a clearer picture. And I personally, from what my guides, what I'm feeling from my guides, I'm very empathic. I feel like it's a good thing and it will go. But, it's going to depend, though, also on, how you two go together moving forward. So I don't know if that was probably a confusing thing, but... Are you understanding me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to let you go, and we need to move
good
on.
Good luck, Candace.
And
thank
yeah,
you
good
home.
Luck, Candace.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's so
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. She played so many musical instruments, my gosh.
I know. That's amazing.
That's incredible. I myself, I don't know if everybody out there knows it, but I'm really into music, and I have played a lot of music in my life. I'm not so much playing music right now, but I really admire people who have the dedication to follow through and do that. So, okay, you want to take another caller?
Yeah. For
okay.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take 206 here.
Hello?
Oops, seven. Oh. Excuse me, 780. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
780?
And your name is
Jay.
Jay.
Hey, Jan and Chris, okay. How's it going?
It's going
hey,
good,
how
Jay.
Are
how are you?
Good.
Good. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do, actually. At work right now. I'm completing a project right now that I got taken over because one person actually quit. It's been actually quite agonizing. I just wondered if I'm really being appreciated for all the work that I'm doing right now. I think my boss is overlooking what I do.
Okay. Jan, you want to go first?
Yeah. I'm seeing a lion's face right now coming through like a dark cloud. I'm really getting some dark, I'm sorry to say this, but I, you know, a lot of times I see colors and stuff. There's a little bit of a haze and a cloudiness there. And so there may be, you said you were wondering if they were appreciating you and stuff.
What's my, is my boss, my manager boss.
Okay. I do see a little bit of a dark cloud, a little bit of haziness there. And, I understand why you're asking. And so I'm not seeing him right now, but I want to look up the lion for you and just see what the message is for the lion here, if I can find it. But, yeah. It's not too fun if that isn't going well, because, you know, anyway, let's see here. Gosh darn it, there it is. Okay, so it says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. And so call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront this uncomfortable situation. Now, I don't know if you're needing to do confrontational kinds of things or anything like that. You may not need to do that, but I think in general what it's saying is that you have the courage to, if you need to, have the courage to maybe come forth and say something to this boss. But it's saying hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what. So it sounds like you're totally right on in what you're feeling, like, you know what I mean? Just know that you're okay and continue on. And it says, when faced with a tough situation, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. Well, listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving impulsively. So you don't, or recklessly, so you don't want to do anything to make it too strange with him or whatever. But I do sense this feeling, there's an odd thing going on there. You have a strong presence, and when people notice you when you walk into the room, and so it sounds like you're a natural leader, and you have good organizational skills, is what the lion does. But it's very hard to work when you have a situation like that. And one thing that you can do right away that can help just on a spiritual level is you can send prayers to this person and white light and hearts and prayers. And if you say them out loud, they're very powerful. And send them to that person and speak your heart. Tell them what you feel. You know what I mean? Everything that you're going through. And do it at your house and see how that works. You know what I mean? It could very easily change the vibration of that person, because it's really powerful when we do prayers and speaking. affirmations and stuff like that. They actually go, those words actually go to that direction if you intend them to and ask them to. And you could do that first before you are needing to do anything else. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
I hope that helps at all.
Thanks.
Let Chris.
I basically got the same thing as Jan got. Let me tell you the cards I pulled. The top card usually kind of tells me what the story is, and it's the Suffering and Silence card. And apparently you are kind of, you know, wondering what's going on, and I'm feeling like you haven't really approached the issue with him. And on the bottom is the Trapped in Fear card, which is what I'm hearing. It's kind of like the roots of the story. But in the middle was what I was hearing with Jan. I pulled the Patience and Planning card in the past, and the Firm Foundation in the middle, and the Hope card in the future. So those three cards right there are telling me just exactly what Jan was saying, that, you know, you need to move forward with patience and planning, that you are a strong person, you do have a firm foundation, and you're able to articulate yourself and, talk with him and move through this situation. And then the Hope is a really good card. It's near the end of the Major Arcana. It's saying there's hope there. There's hope there. If you go and talk, there's hope there that you can resolve the situation. But you need to go with patience and you need to kind of, you know, do some patience and planning before, before you go. And then with your firm foundation, you should be able to move in him. You know, I think I think he'll be able to kind of sense and feel where you're at, and there's hope that things can get cleared up. So that's, can you see, does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, just let's go watch what I'm doing, basically. I don't know, we're so busy at work, and a lot of pressure on was put on us, I don't know, to do more, I think, especially myself too, but I find that there's not very many people where I work at are really positive, actually, to just work there, and that's it, right? So, it's a very negative attitude that I work in too, so, like an environment I work in now, so.
Okay, well, let me share this one last thing. We need to kind of move on, but let me share this one last thing with you. When I pull the Hope card right at the beginning, my guides kind of hit me with kind of a funny hit, and they said to me, you know, there's hope, but it might not be with this company you're with. So I just want to leave that with you there. You know, when you go and you talk with him, if it looks like it's not going, that there is hope that you can find another job where you will be satisfied and there won't be negativity and da 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 da. But I'm honestly getting on this Hope card. I asked him several times and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting a real firm hit on. It's kind of like, you know, they were going, no, he needs to go talk and see what's going on, and then he'll see a clearer picture, and you can move on. You're a person that's strong enough, you could move on and get another job and find that that peace and that positivity. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate with you more?
Yeah, I'll see what I go with that. So.
Yeah. I just want to be encouraging with you. They really did. I'm not trying to do a switch on you, but you know they did. I got a hit at the beginning, and it was hard for me to tell if it was this job, but it almost kind of was like they were going, but it may be another job, and so you may move on. So I'm gonna.
That sounds
resonates.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for reading.
Take care and let us know what goes on. Please call back.
Yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, let us know. Okay. Thanks.
Welcome. Bye bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Hey, I'm going to play a song down here. And,
oh, cool.
And hopefully I don't hit the introduction. Okay, here goes.
Okay. Give me all your love. I'll take it all. Okay. Let me mention again, I know we do these mini readings on the radio, but if you would want to get a more in-depth reading, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and pick someone that resonates with you, and we can give you so much more when we can talk for a half hour with somebody. And also www.jethrosmith.net, and you can go and look at his site.
and book a reading with him. And also, you can visit our The Real Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page. So we're running short on time, so we can take another call. And okay.
Great.
Okay, 206.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
206. And what's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Okay. I just moved to a new city, to the Bay Area, and I have a job question of just how to find not just any job, but more of the right job.
Trying to find the right job.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm procrastinating. For whatever reason, I can't seem to sit down and really work on a resume and a cover letter. And so something is blocking me from going for it.
Catherine, I keep seeing like a kitchen area, and I just see like a sink and everything, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing that the hummingbird is coming around, and I'm also seeing the that bear, the two-tone black and white bear.
Oh, what, a panda? That?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
I like pandas and hummingbirds.
Oh, good. So anyway, let's just check out what, let's see what hummingbird, yeah, I was hearing hummingbird over and over.
Nice.
And are you around the kitchen or something?
Well, one of the things I do is I do work in catering and events.
Oh, okay.
So that's literally
probably why.
That would be part of it, yeah.
Okay, that's why, because I really got to really see that. So let's see here. So hummingbird means to be more flexible with the twists and turns of your life.
Mm.
And it puts more emotional sweetness in your life, and you may need that too. That's why the hummingbird may be coming around. You may be going through some very heart-opening kinds of experiences, and you'll quite naturally draw more and more love into your life. So, openly express the love you have and feel for those important people in your life right now. And it also says, give yourself the gift of as many flowers as you can and spread them around your house. And enjoy their sight and fragrance throughout the days to come. That sounds, I love that, because I love roses. So anyway, that's for that one. And let's just go real fast. Chris, I want to hand it over to Chris too, because we don't have that much time. But I just wanted to see if they had Panda Bear here, which they don't. So shoot. Well,
I'll look it up.
Anyway. That'll be good. I'm going to hand it over to Chris because we have a few minutes.
Do you have someone that's around you that's causing you to that you think may be causing some of the negative energy, causing you to procrastinate?
No.
Okay. Okay, that answers that question.
That's been going on for a long time. So.
Okay, then the top card I pulled was a foundation and achievements, and the next card I pulled was the solitude, and then the passion ignited in the middle, and the rejoice and celebration, and the light underneath it. So it looks like a real positive pull for you, that something's going to be coming in. And
I guess I'm just not being peaceful about it because I'm feeling frustrated right now. But that's good.
Yeah. That's this, actually, this foundation achievement and this passion ignited are both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, solitude was in the past. So that's like, that's where you've been. The passion ignited and is the foundation and achievements is kind of, that's the top card. That's just telling me what the story's about. And and that you, if you will go back into your memories and remember just all your achievements, all everything that you've done and achieved and da-da-da, and get that into your resume, it will and the reason I'm saying this is because these two cards, the middle card, the Passion Ignited, and the top card, the Foundation Achievements, are both spiritual cards. They have like a purple border. And so that they're kind of jumping at me going, you know, move into this spiritual space with yourself and it will ignite your passion. Go back, you know, kind of manifest the job. Go back and just start thinking about everything that you've done right, all your achievements, how much you can contribute to whatever company, you know, you want to go to, and just put that into your thoughts. And it will ignite your passion. And actually, the bottom card was the light card. It's a real positive card in the major arcana. It's right near the end, and it's this girl reaching up, and it's I'm seeing that kind of tied in with the with these two spiritual cards. And your future card is rejoice and celebration. And
I like
Yeah, and that's an emotional card. So what my reading for you is that, you know, lean into that spirituality and try to do some manifestation stuff of thinking about everything positive you've done, and just continually think about that, and it will ignite that passion in you and help you move past this stuck state you're in. Okay? And does that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely. That helps. I just needed some ideas of how to get through this part of just staring at the computer.
Just start thinking about everything in your life that you've done that's been wonderful, that you've enjoyed, and just get that passion going inside of you, and you'll just, you know, and I would just write down and brainstorm everything, and then go back and look at it and go, pick out the things you want to put in to your resume, you know, but just put in anything you think about. So that's, you know, that's, yeah, I'm getting
awesome.
A buzz on that.
That is
so
cool.
Okay. And we're about ready to go off here in a few minutes. So we need to let you go, Catherine. And
okay. Well, that's funny. Okay. Here, I looked up Panda, and it said heart-centered energy nurturing ability.
Yes.
Ah,
that's
see,
right. That goes right along. That goes right along with the hummingbird. They're the same.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yes. Your heart's where your passion's at, too. So, yeah.
Yes. The whole thing fits in together, all of it.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Calm determination ability to take time to reach your goals.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Right
on. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're getting ready to go off here in about 60 seconds. So I want to, again, encourage you to go to Psychics Gone Wild, look for a reading. You can reach Jan at jandrake007@hotmail.com. You can reach me at intuitivechriswhite@gmail.com, or you can also go to my website, www.intuitivechriswhite.com, and that's how you can get in touch with us. And please visit Blue Moon Treasures and check out at www.jethrosmith.net and check out what's there as far as stones and oils. Jethro's excellent at that, and he if you can get in touch with him, he'll even mix you up personal oils. So that is the advertisement, and I think we're getting ready to go off here in a second. So I'm going to go ahead and just Yeah, okay. We're going off in 10 seconds.
And Lori,
seconds,
I want to tell Lori, thank you, Lori, for being in the chat room for us, and thank you, Sean, for coming to the show, and everybody else who's there. My computer just went out, so I don't get to see all the names, and I'm sorry
yeah.
about that, but thank you, everybody, for being here with us.
Thank you very much. We love all you guys. Thanks a lot.
Love you all.
Yeah.